Welcome to the Great Detectives of Old Time Radio. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham. If you have a comment, email it to me, box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook, facebook.com/radiodetectives. If you've not done so already, I do encourage you to pick up my ebook, Slime Incorporated. It's actually my first ever detective novel. And in it, private investigator Cole Eustace solves a case of murder and dirty politics set against the backdrop of the Idaho gubernatorial election. And now the book is available as a paperback and audiobook, or wherever fine ebooks are sold. Well, now it's time for today's episode of Boston Blackie. The original air date is March the 23rd of 1949, and this one is The Crooked Charity Ring Murders.
Do come in.
Hi, boss.
I must show you what I bought today. It's in my drawer here.
Well, must be a pretty special thing to keep locked up.
It's very special.
Oh?
Here, Smitty. Just smell this toilet water.
It smells good. Something new?
The very latest from Paris.
Yeah?
Esprit du bois, the spirit of the woods, the great outdoors.
You're right, boss. I can almost see you with your hunting gun trailing a rabbit.
Oh, with our roulette wheels trailing some poor defenseless society debutante.
You think the cops are getting Hobo Jennings to talk?
I don't know. It worries me. I deeply regret the police taking him into custody.
I still don't understand why the cops raided that charity bazaar.
Yes.
I covered every angle.
Come here.
See you later, Smitty.
Okay.
Come here, quick.
Hey, it's Hobo Jennings.
Hi, hello, Hobo.
Hey, Hobo. Yeah, I got away from them dumb cops, boss. I busted out. They couldn't hold me.
What did you tell them, Hobo?
Not a thing, boss. You know me.
Yes, I do.
I rushed right over here, but nobody see me.
Mm.
Gee, it's great to get someplace where I know I'm safe.
You're not safe, Hobo.
What do you mean?
On the contrary.
Boss, you killed him.
Yes, I did.
Why?
Well, so far, Smitty, there's been no connection between me and these charity gambling affairs.
Yeah?
I want to keep it that way.
And now on to Dick Calmer as Boston Blackie. Enemy to those who make him an enemy. Friend to those who have no friends.
Over as soon as you called, Mary, but what I cannot understand is how you ever got mixed up in such a mess.
Well, Blackie, how was I to know the Charity Bazaar was a phony?
You should have checked before you let them put your name on that letterhead.
Yeah, I suppose so, but I knew Patricia Weatherford, the chairman, and all the girls.
But not the mugs who were running the game.
Yeah, that's true.
Oh, dear. That's too bad they let that Hobo Jennings escape from the police.
Yeah.
Well, maybe he could have been made to tell who the top man...
Sounds like company, Blackie.
I guess so.
But I'm not expecting anybody.
Why, Inspector Faraday, what an unpleasant surprise. Come in.
Get out of my way, Blackie. I want to talk to Miss Wesley.
What?
Go ahead. Mary isn't particular whom she talks to.
I know. You're proof of that.
Oh, now. Hello, Inspector.
Why did you hold out on me, Miss Wesley?
Inspector, what kind of talk is that?
Keep out of this, Blackie.
Yes, quiet.
Miss Wesley, why didn't you tell me you were in on this charity racket?
I'm not in on any charity racket. I was only a member of the sponsoring committee.
As I found out when I read the stationery.
Oh?
All right, why didn't you tell me?
Well, did I tell you it was a phony?
Yes.
Well, I didn't know it at the time.
Nobody ever knows anything when I'm around.
Well, that's because of the example you set.
Very unhumorous.
That's
what do either of you know about this Hobo Jennings?
Well, I only met him once, the night of the affair.
Any idea why anyone should want Jennings killed?
Jennings killed?
There's an echo in here.
What?
Yeah, Blackie, we found him in an empty lot with a couple of empty holes in him. Any idea who might have done it, Miss Wesley?
I told you I only met him once.
Oh, don't worry, Faraday. As soon as you leave here, I'll try to find whoever it was that made a bum out of Hobo Jennings.
Tighten it a little bit here. Just a little bit there. That's it.
How's it going, Pappy?
It's going, Smitty. It's going.
Well, the boss is in a rush for them roulette wheels. You better get a move on, Pappy.
Don't you Pappy me, you young hoodlum. My name is Bryant. Mr. Bryant.
Okay, Pappy. So your name is Mr. Bryant. Now, how about those machines?
They're all right. They'll stop on any number I like.
I still don't get how you work this gimmick.
And you never will. Someday I'm going to invent a machine that the whole world will talk about. Yesterday they'll never know how it works. Only me. Why should I tell you how it works?
Okay, Pappy, don't get so excited. Who wants your old secret?
You watch your language, young man, or I'll...
You wouldn't be threatening me, would you, Pappy?
If I were only 20 years younger...
If you were 20 years younger, I'd take care of you like the boss took care of Hobo Jennings.
So, Fancy Dan Carpenter killed Jennings.
Yeah, I saw it all.
And you didn't stop him?
Why should I? Hey, what are you doing with that roulette wheel?
I'm going to spin it around your skull.
I'll put it down.
What number do you want to come up now, Smitty?
No sense going over to see your society friend, Mary.
No, you're right, Blackie. Patricia can tell us what we want to know over the phone. Hello? Patricia, this is Mary. Mary Wesley?
Oh, yes. Hello, Mary.
Hello there.
After what happened at the bazaar, I didn't think you'd ever speak to me again.
Oh, it wasn't your fault.
Some of the girls think it was.
Oh, now, that's silly. Here's why I called.
Yes?
Inspector Faraday from Homicide was questioning me. It seems that they found the body of Hobo Jennings.
Yes.
You mean the man who ran the wheel for us?
That's the one.
But he was arrested.
Well, he escaped, and he was murdered.
Murdered?
That's right. I just thought I'd let you know before the police came over.
Yes. Thank you, Mary. Goodbye.
Bye.
So the police found Hobo's body.
Did you think it would disappear into thin air?
There's no need to get excited.
Dan, this murder was your idea, not mine.
Well,
we didn't plan to make any killings except at the gambling table.
This one was necessary.
No murder is necessary. From now on, you're on your own.
Would you mind repeating that?
I said, from now on, you're on your own.
But I thought you said.
How dare you hit me?
There's more where that came from.
That won't make me stay.
Perhaps you've forgotten those letters you were foolish enough to write to me. I've kept every one of them. I'm sure one of our Gotham columnists would like to see them.
Why, you... I'll slap you and finish you.
Now cut that out before I cut you. Cut it out. Now, getting back to our discussion. You're in this as deeply as I am. The only way you can walk out is the way Hobo Jennings went. Is that understood?
If there's any information on Hobo Jennings, Mary, this newspaper morph is sure to have it.
Mm-hmm. Oh, here comes Freddie now.
Oh, yeah.
Got you those clippings on Hobo Jennings, Blackie.
Thanks, Fred.
Only Morgantown where you get live stuff. That's us. That's a joke, Blackie. Don't you get it?
Sure, Fred, sure.
Okay, I can take a hint. Call me when you want me.
Okay. Look, Mary, here's a complete biography on Jennings.
Yeah.
Robert Bryant, alias Hobo Jennings, alias Robert Jones.
Quite a few A's.
First offense, stealing. Well, he went through his regular training course, all right. Just another punk.
Wasn't there anything else in there?
No, just routine stuff.
Oh, dear.
Come on, let's go down to headquarters. Maybe Faraday found out something about the boss of the charity racket that will help us help him.
Steve Blackie, it sure was nice of Sergeant Matthews to let us come down here to the storage room.
That's only because Faraday wasn't here at headquarters.
Oh?
Don't worry about that. Here's the room, Mary.
Oh, good.
Look at all that confiscated equipment. Slot machines, gambling devices of every kind.
Oh, Blackie, here's the stuff we had at the party.
Are you sure?
Positive. See the tag on this roulette wheel?
Oh, yeah.
It says so.
Uh-huh. Yeah, it does. All right, watch this.
Okay.
It's going to stop on 22 on the red.
Oh, now you... Blackie, you did it. How did you know this?
Because I know the guy who originated this gimmick.
Oh?
See this pedal on the floor?
Yeah.
Controls a magnet, which controls the ball.
Oh, who was the inventor?
Pappy Bryant, an old-time circus animal trainer and a whiz with wheels.
Is he in town?
Well, he must be. And I don't know where he lives, but I'm going to find him.
How?
He makes wheels.
Well, I don't see
I'll just go around until I locate him.
Weatherford?
I beg your pardon.
Oh, come off it, Miss Weatherford. There are no cops around. You can talk to me.
Oh, you're...
Bryant, one of Dan Carpenter's men.
I don't know what you're talking about.
Now, look, little lady, I've been waiting outside your apartment house. I've seen Dan walk out. I know he was with you.
What do you want? Money?
You don't have enough.
Then what do you want? Come to the point. I'm busy.
You can take time for this.
Please. That policeman on the corner is watching us.
Let him. I can talk to a pretty girl if I want to. Now, what did Dan have to say to you?
Don't you think you'd better ask him?
I'm asking you.
You're hurting my arm.
Well, talk.
I wanted him to leave me alone. But he wouldn't. Said the only way I could get out was the way Hobo Jennings went.
So it's true.
What's true?
Never mind. Better you don't know.
Is that all you wanted?
Yes, and just a tip. If you say anything about this to Dan, it'll be the last thing you'll ever say.
Who's over there?
It's me, boss. Smitty.
What happened?
Get this roulette wheel off me. I think my legs are broken.
Oh.
Push up. Push. Easy.
Oh. There. Oh. You just sit there.
I can't move my legs. Gotta get me a doctor.
What happened?
The old man dumped this wheel on top of me and then he beat it.
What did you do to Pappy Bryant?
Nothing. I was just teasing him.
What?
That's all. Please get me a doctor, will
you? I'm sorry, Smitty. I really can't do that.
What do you mean you can't? This pain is killing me.
If I brought a doctor for you, he might ask questions. Some of the answers might get to the police.
What are you saying?
Have you noticed the new scent I'm wearing? It's called Sunflower Serenade.
You and your perfume. Get me a doctor.
At least he died with a pleasant odor in the room.
And now, back to Boston Blackie. Mary Wesley, Blackie's girlfriend, becomes involved in a murder because of a crooked charity which she innocently helped sponsor. The dead man is Hobo Jennings, who had been held by the police for questioning and had escaped, only to be shot by his boss, Fancy Dan Carpenter. Also involved is Patricia Weatherford, one of the town's leading debutantes who was chairman of the affair. Blackie decides to step into the case and learns that the roulette wheels of the charity affair have been gimmicked by one Pappy Bryant. Blackie goes in search of Bryant. But in the meantime, Dan Carpenter has killed Smitty, another of his henchmen. As we return to our story, Inspector Faraday and Sergeant Matthews are on their way to find Smitty's body.
All right, slow down, Matthews.
All right.
We're near the lot where the body was reported.
Okay, Inspector.
All right, let's go. Bring it up here. Come on. Come on, out of the way.
Get back. Get back.
All right. You two, come on, move. Okay, step back.
Who is it, Inspector?
Take a look, Matthews.
Isn't that Smitty, your prison pal, Hobo Jennings?
Yeah. This should add up to something.
Add up to what?
Don't you know your arithmetic? One murder and one murder make two.
So?
Only maybe they were done by one guy.
Those lions sure look ferocious.
That's right, Mr. Bryant, it's from Boston Blackie.
Hello, Bryant. Still can't forget those six days, huh? I was hoping you would.
Oh? What brings you to the zoo?
You. I was sure you'd be somewhere around animals if you had any spare time, and here you are.
You're looking for me?
Yeah. Thought you might give me some answers to a couple of questions about roulette wheels the police confiscated.
Those gimmick wheels, you recognize them?
That's right, Bryant. They had your touch.
Blackie, someday I'm going to gimmick a machine that'll make the world sit up and take notice.
Uh-huh.
I haven't been appreciated. That's the trouble.
Yeah.
Just wait till I develop this new gimmick.
Ryan, who gimmicked Hobo Jennings?
I can't help you on that, Blackie.
Who hired you to fix those wheels?
I won't tell you, Blackie, but I will say this. The stuff he uses to make him smell good doesn't help him a bit.
Now, look, Patricia, are you sure I'm not intruding?
No, really, Mary, I'm very glad you came. I'm terribly upset.
Well, I understand the police asking questions and your friends blaming you for what happened.
Oh, will you excuse me, please?
Well, sure, certainly. Go ahead.
Hello?
Patricia, I want you to come right over.
I'm sorry, Dan, I can't. I'm busy.
Patricia, you'd better come over here. You wouldn't like it if I came to you.
Oh, all right, Dan, I'll be there. Mary, I'm so sorry. You'll have to forgive me. But that was an urgent call from a friend of mine. You do understand, don't
well,
you?
Well, I wish I did, Patricia. I sure wish I did.
Who's there?
It's Patricia.
Just a minute.
What's the idea of bolting your door, Dan? Afraid of somebody?
No, just being cautious. I'm glad you're here.
You said it was urgent. The only reason I came.
There's no need to be so touchy. We've got business to do.
What sort of business?
We're going to run another charity affair.
You count me out.
Oh, no. To all intents and purposes, you shall be the chairman.
Look, Dan.
But this time, you run the wheel yourself. Nobody will suspect a thing.
What about Smithy?
Hobo Jennings was so lonesome.
You killed him.
Let us say I expedited his voyage into the hereafter. Do you have any desire to join them?
You wouldn't dare.
I'm always willing to dare, especially with so much to gain and so little to lose. But I'm not worried about you, my dear, as long as I have those letters you wrote.
Dan, you are contemptible.
I need money in a hurry. So you help me again.
What do you want me to do?
Mrs. Forsythe is contemplating a benefit theater performance for her favorite charity. Persuade her that a bazaar is more profitable.
Dan, this is one time you can't get away with it.
You wouldn't be thinking of going to the police.
No.
Then what is there to it? You're going to be chairman, you're going to run the wheel, and you're going to convince Mrs. Forsythe that this time everything will be very legitimate.
Dan, no.
Stop wasting your breath.
Someday I'm going to kill you.
You don't have the nerve, Patricia. It takes a good deal of courage.
Or a good deal of fear. Sergeant Matthew, this is Mary Wesley.
Oh, hello, Miss Wesley.
Is Blackie in with Inspector Faraday?
No, he isn't, but the inspector's busy with another body.
I don't understand.
We found another body which we've identified as a friend of Hobo Jennings.
Well, does Blackie know about this?
Not unless he killed him.
Well, do you know where I can get in touch with Blackie?
Well, the inspector was asking me the same thing.
Well, I just got to talk to him.
Well, I know Blackie. He should be dropping in here soon.
Well, I'm coming over.
Well, should I tell him you called if he comes in?
No, I'll probably get there before he does.
Hello, Matthews. Faraday in?
In and steaming like mad. We found another body.
Oh, really? Who's it this time?
A punk named Smitty. He used to be a pal of this hobo Jennings.
Oh.
You'd better take it easy with the inspector. I don't think he's too happy.
I'll do my best to cheer him up. Hello, Faraday. Heard you found another body.
Too bad it wasn't yours.
Now, is that a nice way to treat a guy who's going to solve the murder for you?
Murders, Blankie. They're connected, and there were two of them. And if you don't leave me alone, there'll be three.
Got any leads on the killer?
Not yet, but I'm working on it.
Yeah, at least it'll give you something to do for the next 10 years. Now, I have an idea.
Leave it alone. It'll go away.
Faraday, what mug comes to your mind when I say fancy smell?
What's that got to do with these murders?
Everything. Ever hear of a character named Fancy Dan Carpenter?
Hmm?
I think he's the head of this charity racket. And probably the killer of both Smitty and Jennings.
Where'd you find out about Carpenter?
From Pappy Bryant. Though he didn't definitely tell me Carpenter was our man.
And who is Pappy Bryant?
He's the guy who gimmicks roulette wheels. Now, look.
We
Oh, Blackie, I thought I'd find you here.
What is it, Mary?
I think Patricia Weatherford's in trouble.
Of course she's in trouble. Did we clear up the Jennings murder?
Well, Inspector, I was with her when somebody called.
That's right.
She went to meet whoever it was, but she was afraid.
Mary, do you know who phoned?
No, but she called him Dan.
Dan. Dan Carpenter.
Come on, Faraday.
Yeah, let's go.
Right.
We're going to let Carpenter build us our murder case.
Open up, Carpenter. We know you're in there.
This door is locked from the other side, Faraday, so we can break it down.
Okay, Blackie, let's go. Okay, Carpenter.
Well. Carpenter's here, all right. But he's dead. Shot.
I can see that for myself.
What else do you say?
He committed suicide.
Wrong as usual, Faraday. He was murdered.
Carpenter is slumped over his desk with a bullet in him. The front door is bolted from the inside. The bars on those windows are stronger than our jail. There's no other exit or entrance in this room.
This I know.
Yeah, okay, genius. How do you know it's murder instead of suicide?
You say there's a bullet in him.
It didn't miss.
Now, where is the gun?
Why, it must be somewhere on the floor.
I don't see it.
Well, it's got to be here someplace.
Just let me shove Carpenter away from the desk. Right,
shove away.
This drawer has been chipped. Faraday, you still think it's suicide?
Yes.
Then who put this gun back in this drawer after Fancy Dan here killed himself?
Huh?
Well, what? Faraday, I got news for you.
Huh?
It was murder. And the gun was in the drawer when it shot him.
Blackie, don't make it worse than it is.
Just let me get this drawer out, and I'll show you how it worked. Yeah, push that ashtray out of the way, will you, so I can put this drawer on the top of the desk.
Okay.
Now, the trigger of the gun was attached to the lock on his desk.
Yeah.
When the key fit into the lock and turned it to open,
yeah,
it also pulled back the hammer of the gun, sending the bullet through the front of the desk drawer right into Carpenter.
I think you got something there, Blackie.
Now, I also got something from the partition behind the drawer. A bottle of perfume and this.
Pack of letters.
Addressed to Mr. Daniel Carpenter from P.W., Sutton Park.
P.W.?
Patricia Weatherford.
Oh, that's society, Dame.
They love letters, too.
So she was in this with Carpenter. Blackie, this is it.
This is what?
Our case. Look, Carpenter held these letters over the Weatherford Dame, made her go along with them in the racket. She killed him for the letters.
Okay, Faraday. You've got your case.
Yeah, and I solved this one all by myself.
What?
Come on, genius. Let's get over to this Weatherford Dame's apartment.
I'll meet you there in about an hour.
Where are you going?
You want this case wrapped up, don't you?
Yeah.
Well, I'm going to get some ribbon from Pappy Bryant. Only suckers play the wheel, Pappy.
Well, who's that?
It's me, Pappy.
Blackie. How'd you find this place?
The address was inside Carpenter's desk drawer.
Carpenter's desk?
Mm-hmm.
What were you doing here?
Well, we wanted to talk to him, but we couldn't.
Wasn't he home?
Yeah, but he wasn't talking. He's dead.
Who did it?
Can't figure it out. Looked like suicide when we broke into the apartment. Whoever did kill him was quite a genius.
How can a killer be a genius?
Well, this one was. He figured the neatest trick I've ever seen.
Well, what was it?
Whoever killed Carpenter probably knew that he often went to the desk drawer and that the drawer was always locked.
Yes.
The killer planted the gun in the desk drawer, gimmicked the trigger so that it would be released when the key in the lock was turned.
And what happened?
Carpenter went to the desk drawer, turned the key, and one bullet went right through his heart.
Hmm.
Too bad you couldn't get away with it, Pappy.
Huh?
I know you're the one who gimmicked the lock.
You're crazy, Blackie. Why should I kill Carpenter? He was paying me good money, a good job. Why should I kill him?
Revenge.
Revenge? For what?
Carpenter killed Hobo Jennings and Smitty, didn't he?
Yeah, but what do they have to do with me?
Hobo Jennings has a lot to do with you, hasn't he?
I don't know what you're talking about.
On the way over here, I remembered what I'd read in the newspaper morgue. Robert Bryant, alias Hobo Jennings. Jennings was your son, wasn't he?
That's right, Blackie, and that smell crazy rat killed him. When my boy got away from the cops, he killed Smitty, too.
But you killed Carpenter.
Sure, I killed Carpenter, just like I'm going to kill you.
Put that wheel down, Bryant.
Sure, Blackie, on top of you.
Your roulette wheel missed, Pappy, but your number's up.
I've been waiting for you here in Miss Weatherford's apartment, Blackie.
Oh, that's nice.
Seems like Shane says she's innocent.
I am.
She is?
Now, look, Blackie, you know she's guilty. What are you handing me?
I've already handed it to you. Your killer is down at headquarters and dictated a complete confession to Sergeant Matthews.
Oh, thank heaven.
So you're Miss Weatherford.
Yes. And you're Boston Blackie?
And I'm Little Goldilocks. Blackie, what's this all about?
Miss Weatherford did not kill Dan Carpenter.
That's what I told the inspector, but he didn't believe me.
Well, you had good reason to kill him.
Well, thanks.
You didn't.
Thank you.
For nothing. Blackie, if she didn't kill Carpenter, who did?
Happy Bryant.
There we go with this Bryant character. Where does he fit into this?
He killed Carpenter because Carpenter killed his son, Hobo Jennings, whose real name was Robert Bryant.
Blackie, how did you figure this?
Easy.
What?
I realized that only a mechanical whiz could fix that cute trick that killed Carpenter.
Huh?
And even though Miss Weatherford is a cute trick, she was no mechanical whiz.
Welcome back. Fancy Dan. Fancy Dan was not very bright. And a character like him is kind of one of those characters I'll ding the show or particular episode on for realism. Because essentially he was involved in what was a non-violent racket in general. And he makes these decisions to start killing people, which just complicate everything far more than, you know, anything else he was concerned about. To just hide the first guy who came there needing help in laying low or getting out of town was a whole lot better than dealing with all of the questions, the problems, and the challenges that come with killing off someone, just from that pure practical standpoint. And it's a bit incongruous, you know, you work up this, you know, clever scam to, you know, have a sort of semi-legitimate looking enterprise so that you can fleece some people, you know, and so show some cleverness there, and then you just start, you know, killing off your own men in a counterproductive effort to keep the law off your back. It just doesn't make sense to me. Unless, I don't know, you're about to blow town with all the winnings and you're double-crossing all of the people who worked for you. But even then, you would have to have a bigger take than you'd get from, like, one charity gambling scam in order to even make that, you know, even make sense from the criminal perspective. I just don't see the logic of it. Although I did like the twist about Fancy Dan being the actual last victim and it being a little bit of a surprise as to who did it. That was a nice feature. All right, well, listener comments and feedback now, and this one comes from Amy. She writes, I'm still a little behind, but I heard your thoughts from a few weeks ago on The Saint, and would encourage you to watch The Saint in New York, starring Lewis Hayward. This was 1938, so America hadn't turned against the anti-hero aspect of The Saint quite yet, and Hayward plays him like no other. He has a list of bad guys who will meet their doom at his hands, and of course the police can't let him do it. Hayward later was in the TV series The Lone Wolf. I'm not sure if you played any of those on video theater, but I'd love to see one. Thanks again for all you do. I originally subscribed to the Box 13 episodes, but I've since discovered a real enjoyment of the detective genre thanks to you. I now understand why so many people have said Johnny Dollar was their favorite old-time radio, but I was hesitant to listen and think it was more of a guy's program. I'm so happy to be wrong. Well, thank you so much. I appreciate your comment, Amy. And definitely old-time radio was is for everyone, and even was so back in the day, with a wide variety of all genders and races listening to all the different programs. Thanks so much for the suggestion of The Saint in New York. You know, it's a bit challenging just because they haven't put that one or the last of the classic Saint films, which also called starred Lewis Hayward. Those haven't been released on DVD, but I would like to see it. Just if for no other reason than to, you know, I can definitely do a scene, a Saint film. You know, I love the George Sanders ones, and the Hugh Sinclair ones are fine. And of course, love the Roger Moore TV series. I should clarify, my problem with a lot of the portrayals of the Saint and Boston Blackie isn't that they are moving away from, say, the anti-hero roots. It's that, particularly when I commented on it, that the fact that it was essentially implied in this episode that Blackie had never, you know, been in trouble with the law. I have no problem with Blackie being a reformed thief, but when you just kind of take it that out, you know, and I think it was definitely there earlier, you know, in the series. But when you take that out, it's just a compromise of the character. Certainly, I actually quite enjoy characters change, become more reformed, honest, law-abiding, but just as long as they don't try to pretend that it's always been that way, because then that's just not being true to the character. As for the Lone Wolf TV series, I did see a few episodes of it, and I quite enjoyed it. Unfortunately, that series is actually under copyright, so I wouldn't be able to play that. But thanks so much for the comment, Amy. I appreciate you writing in, and so glad to be able to introduce you to so many great detective programs that you've enjoyed. All right, I want to go ahead and thank our Patreon supporter of the day. And I want to thank Cheryl Lee. Cheryl Lee has been one of our Patreon supporters since March of 2018, currently supporting us at the Master Detective level of $15 or more per month. Thanks so much for your support, Cheryl Lee. And that will actually do it for today. Join us back here tomorrow for yours truly, Johnny Dollar. Next Thursday, another episode of Boston Blackie. In the meantime, send your comments to box13 at greatdetectives.net. Follow us on Twitter at Radio Detectives and become one of our friends on Facebook. Facebook.com/Radio Detectives. From Boise, Idaho, this is your host, Adam Graham, signing off.